Hey everyone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks. Welcome, everyone, to episode 44 of the podcast. We, of course, are in our second Final Fantasy X episode, so without further delay, let's kind of just get into it here, because, you know, it's kind of hard to keep these episodes shorter, because we just talk so much.
Yeah, there's just so much to talk about.
Yes, and so last episode, of course, if you, you know, listen to it right away, it's been a week, so we finished off on the Albed ship with Riku. Titus just finished his conversation with Riku about, you know, how Xanarkand's destroyed. She's going to get him to Luca, so that way maybe he'll know someone. And that's where we kind of had a pause. You could walk around. So now if you just kind of, I don't know, maybe talk to her again or something, the next kind of little scenes happen where, what, Titus is kind of thinking to himself. And he's, yeah, my Xanarkand, some kind of holy place? Yeah, right, yeah. I thought. It's like, yeah, yeah, man, we saw the red light districts down there in the videos. We know what's going on.
Seriously. I mean, and this is at that part, too, where basically, you know, Riku tells him not to mention that he's from Xanarkand.
Yes.
And at this point, he has no idea why. And then, yeah, the holy place thing. And it's just does
no
not make
way.
Any sense.
And then he kicks the ship. And, well, dude, shouldn't have done that. I mean, come on. What are you doing, guy? Set all these motions. If you didn't kick that ship, it would have just totally been fine. They would have made it to Luca. But nope. Here we go. You know, something's happening. Rumbling's coming out. You know, we got some Albed dudes running out saying, Sheen! Yeah. You know, and they're doing some tumbling and rolls and stuff. You
doing
know?
Like a somersault on
it's
the
like,
deck.
It's like all the ship is still clearly level. Like, it hasn't rocked at all, but they're just rolling all the way down.
The boat's like, the screen's like shaking, and you see this dude do a somersault. He just lies there.
Yeah. And dude, seriously, at this point, like, dude, what is going on with Sin, man? He just has it out for Titus. He's like, man, almost squashed that guy back in Xanarkand. I gotta take this dude out, man. He just knows too much. And so he's just chasing down Titus, apparently.
It's like he keeps dropping him off at the wrong place. Like, oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't supposed to drop you off here. I was supposed to take you somewhere else. All right, come on.
That's great stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, essentially, what, like, kind of tidal wave comes and smashes on deck. And
yeah,
Titus is the only one that gets swept off. Meanwhile, Riku is just standing fully upright, like, knitting or something. She's like, dude, you get some sea legs, man.
Yeah, keep skipping leg day.
Yeah,
because I love that, like how Titus, he gets swept off, and then you see Riku up there, and they're all just standing there.
Yeah, they're like, dude, sorry.
All right, dude.
Didn't throw a rope down or anything. They're just like, hey, man, we got that extra food. Because
we lost them.
Apparently, he's so hungry all the time, but the opportunities he has to eat, he doesn't even eat. It's like, anyways, let's stop beating that dead horse. But so
yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, we go on, and so now he's waking up in the water. You know, thankfully he has gills because he's face down in the water. It's like, dude, so apparently you can just sit there, you know, forever. But someone wakes him up nicely.
Yeah, I mean, who throws a blitz ball at dude's head while he's like just passed out in the ocean?
Yeah, broken neck or something. You know, no big deal. Walker's just like, hey. Oh, you okay? Hey! Yes.
Yeah, this is a classic part. And then pretty much you get an awesome FMV here where Titus does, pretty sure it's a sphere shot.
Yes.
I think is what he pulls off here. He does a nice little sphere shot, almost taking out Waka and decapitating him or something.
Well, I mean, so honestly, that's my theory, is that's how Waka got his hairdo, man. And so,
and it never moved the rest of the game.
Nope, that was it. He just had a lot of pomade. He's keeping it there. But so now you have a little bit of free reign, right? You could go to the beach, but there are some treasures. You do have two antidotes in a chest to the left.
And then off to the right, if you go swimming around in that little bay, there's sort of an inlet.
Yep.
And this is a pretty awesome item. It's a key item called the Moon Crest. We'll get into what that does later. Right now, it's not going to have any use, but Later on in the game, you realize how awesome of a key item this actually is.
Yeah, you got this almost very beginning of the game, and I mean, we won't know what this is even used for a very long time, but definitely grab it right now. I mean, you can come back eventually, and you know, you can snag it if you need, but it's like, why not? You're right here. Might as well get it. So, head up to the beach, and Waka's talking to some dudes. He turns around and he's like, whoa, I'm so surprised that he actually came to the beach. Like, it's just such a surprised look. It's like, what do you think?
I thought he was going to leave.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I just try to get rid of that riffraff. We don't need anything around here. But
yeah. Why do you think I just threw a blitzball at your head?
Yeah, warning shot.
Get out of here. No, seriously, we're going to be talking so much about like the scenes and the voice acting in this game.
Oh, I have to.
But yeah, that look, and then pretty much they all gather around him, and it's just like, you know, you're no amateur. Who you play for?
Yeah.
This is Anarchin Dames.
Whoopsie. Come on, man. We literally just told you this. What team you play for again? And then, yes, so here we go. So he finally learned an excuse that he can use, which is the whole sense toxin. Very convenient for him, because if that wasn't a thing, this dude would just kind of be boned in general, but...
Oh, man. Get used to hearing that one quite a bit. It's going to be his go-to excuse for a while. And, I mean, to be honest, can't really blame him, but...
No, yes, exactly. Odd situation he's in. And yeah, so he feels like he can trust this Waka, so he just had to ask. And so, yes, he asked about if Zanarkin was destroyed, and honestly, Waka paints a pretty sweet picture. Let's do it. 1,000 years ago, there was machina, machines, you know, all this... The people played all day, but the machina worked all night. What's so wrong with that, man? It's machines. Yeah. Like, why you can't take it easy? You have to work. You have to do stuff.
You can't be doing that. It's just, you're too lazy or something.
Too lazy. Yeah. I mean, well, we got Fat Keepa. Well, what machine is doing all his work? Because, I mean, that dude's massive, you know? Like, goodness gracious.
That's a good point.
That is the backstory, though, was yes, apparently because machines ran and did all the work, Sin came and destroyed Zanarkand and kind of everything else. It kind of zooms out and shows that, hey, yeah, here's some ancient structures on even Bisay.
And isn't it cool, too? Like when you look at the ruins, they look exactly like some of the buildings in Zanarkand, you know, obviously in daylight minus the lights and all that stuff. But pretty cool. Makes you think like what Besaid would have been and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that's a lot of theory craft right there, right? Kind of thinking what all the places looked like. And Titus actually, he starts to have a little positive attitude moment though. He's just like, you know, and maybe I'll get back, maybe not, but you know, hey, I'm right here right now, so might as well just enjoy it, kind of a deal. And now we need to go with Waka. You only go this route once in Besaid, so that's kind of I guess the only cool part. But kind of maybe not so nice way of getting to it, though.
Yeah. I mean, so you go up to the, you know, Waka will be like, hey, it's over here. You go over to the little like a cliff overlooking this bay and everything, like this inlet.
Yep.
And he just straight up pushes him off the cliff.
Sneaks over behind him. Yeah. Pushes him off.
He's like, huh?
But it's like, dude, you could have just said like, hey man, we need to dive down there, and you know, like Titus could have done a sweet jackknife off it, or you know, cannonball or whatever. Nope, he's got to flail down, does like a belly flop, because you know,
he does like
pushed
this creepy
him.
Sort of and Waka like creepily sort of backstepping a little bit to get Titus like, huh?
Pretty hysterical stuff. And so Waka, of course, goes down there too. And so, you know, you're able to swim around a little bit. You will get into same battles here. So piranhas again in the water. Fight them again if you want. You know, I mean, same thing. You can get abilities, spheres, and stuff like that. Obviously, you can't steal anymore. And Waka's pretty handy in battle also. It's not like he's, you know, I don't know. He is slightly worse than Titus, right? And damage, I guess.
Well, it's... Especially in the beginning, like, your strategy is pretty much going to be use Waka. He can take out, like, the piranhas, the single ones and the pairs. But then when it comes to the group of three, you got to hit him twice. So that's pretty much all the strategy with the piranhas. But as far as Waka goes, he's a little bit weaker than Titus. But if you look at his stats, his accuracy is way higher than Titus's.
Yeah. And it is kind of cool that he does use a blitzball as a weapon. So regardless, there are a few treasures here. There is kind of just, you got the main path and then there's like little sections off. And all these, pretty of course, much. You do have to dive down into the water for. But you got a phoenix, you got some more antidotes. So apparently there's stocking up on that. And you got another high potion, so they're kind of definitely giving us a lot more variety of items, I guess, than some of the other beginning Final Fantasies, because, we already got potions, we got an X potion, we got high potions, and so they're just kind of stocking you up a little bit.
Phoenix Down is kind of tricky to find. I find, like, when I'm playing this game without actually looking at where it's at, it's sort of hidden, and you have to dive a certain amount. The antidote's really easy to find, the high potion is really easy to find, but once you keep going along, you get this little sort of scene here where basically Waka has to ask Titus a question, right?
Yes. The best way of doing that is to naturally just get someone in a chokehold. Let's let's kind of dissect Waka a little bit. What do we know about him? One, terrible hairstyle. We know that. We know he's got a funny accent, and apparently he is very aggressive. Titus has known him for all of about 5 minutes in game, and he's already been pushed. Well, he's already been hit with a ball. He's already been pushed off a cliff, and now he's getting a chokehold. I don't think Waka is a very good role model for you, pal. You might want to get out of that relationship.
It looks so violent, too. And then Titus is just like, hey, man, what gives?
And he brings up the whole, there's a blitzball tournament, so kind of in Luka again. So we're hearing this Luka over. Waka kind of paints it like, it'll be good for you. And of course, Ty's like, let me guess, you want me on your team? And yeah, it's like, well, yeah, dude, you saw the Oryx on the beach. You had to have, of course they want you on the team. When Waka asks, he's like, come on. There's a massive pause. Like, Ty's just kind of swimming around. Do. Sure thing. Oh, okay. didn't sound very enthusiastic.
Yeah. And then he swims away, and Locke is just sitting there talking to stuff like, dude, my team is gonna rock it.
It's like, well, yes.
Like, he's already gone, dude.
Yes, it's pretty hysterical. You kind of get in land now. You just have to work your way to the village, and there's a few more kind of little scenes where stop and chats, right? And so one of them was, Waka basically talking about it, right? 10 years.
Yeah.
As long as, the team's been, and they've never won a single game. Yeah. Let's just assume in-game terms that, when you do unlock Blitzball and you're able to play it, you have the whole league, and it's 10 matches, right? Let's just assume that's like a year, right? Dude. They haven't won even 1 out of 100 games plus, because you got tournaments too. That is absolutely pathetic. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was like I had something on my mind. I couldn't concentrate, and then Ty's like, "Nice excuse."
Boom, Zenith.
So, exactly. It's the typical thing, and then basically, Titus asks him, "It's like, all right, so what's our goal?"
What? How, if we win or lose, those we do our best. Well, dude, clearly you know what your best gets you, man. You guys need to have a new goal at some point.
As long as we do our best.
Yeah, and so Titus is like, no. When I say, what's our goal? You say victory. You serious? What? We could actually... You can win at these games? I didn't know you could actually win. Wow.
That's the scary part. Can you imagine your captain saying that? That's not a good sign.
You serious?
Wait, what? Win? Victory? I've never heard of victory before. I didn't know that's why we were competing.
Exactly. Oh, yes. So, all right. Anyways, moving on. You do get to the actual village. And, Ty should have finished his spaghetti instead of kicking a ship because, they got food there.
Well, apparently he did eat his spaghetti. He just ate it in like 2 seconds.
Yes. Well,
anyways, after that. After that, you get a little bit of an introduction to Luzu and Gata, the Crusaders, or the Crews of what?
Crews of what? Crusaders. Yes. Crusaders. Hey, we'll get on that bit more, too, once we actually go to the little hut in the village. What, you're kind of like starting to actually walk into it, and Waka's like, hold up. But you do start to actually hear the song first as it starts going in.
I mean,
you guys know us. We love Final Fantasy music, obviously. 9, we loved it. And so They're already kind of lining up some great ones, man, because, yeah, the Besaid Village, awesome track.
I love this one. It's called Cytus Spira. It's really, really good. Like, kind of has that same tune in a lot of different songs as well. Like, we'll there'll be a place we get to later that has a tune similar to that. But, yeah, it's so nice. You know, it just adds to the atmosphere and everything.
And so, yes, this is where Waka pulls Titus back around the wall so no one sees them. He's like, you do remember the prayer, right? And you got two options. It really doesn't matter what, but I always like saying, to be honest, I didn't know any prayers, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a voice acting stuff. But here's what I don't understand. Okay, so he does it. Waka shows him. And then Titus is, you know, does it. And Waka's like, not bad. And then Titus is sitting here, like, staring at his hands, like, what is this? And he's like, basically, like, you know, that's the Blitzball sign of victory and stuff. It's like, so why are you so confused about this? Either, like, maybe it's just, like, why are they doing this? You know, like, this is Blitzball, it's not prayer. But
I didn't get that part either.
And so now, at this point, you are able to just kind of walk around and explore, do whatever. Before that, though, there are some items. So right off the bat, you'll see the treasure chest, right? Kind of what's outside the item shop. If you go inside, you'll figure that out. But it's a Phoenix Down, but there's additional 3 chests, man. You feel like you hit the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's pretty sweet. If you go off sort of behind the item shop, there's like a destroyed little hut over there.
Yep.
And there's 3 chests. You get a potion times 2, a high potion, and 400 gil, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, just sitting there. And then let's go into the Crusader's Lodge, right? So first right off the bat, to the right of the counter, there's an Albed Primer. It's not the easiest thing to see if you're not really paying attention.
No,
so.
It's actually really hard to see and easy to miss.
Yes. And so that's volume 2. So we're just going to obviously be mentioning those every single time we come across them. So we got 2 so far. And now you can, you know, talk to Luzu and Gata and find out some more stuff. You know, Titus is like, I don't know what any of this stuff is, kind of a deal. And so Luzu's like, you know, gotta tell him. He's like, High Summoner Meehan, form the Crimson Blade. Like, he's very, like, just not enthusiastic about saying it. But, yeah, basically says they've been fighting Sin for 800 years.
You've been fighting 800 years and you still haven't beat it? And then it's like, oh, well, we steered him away many times and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
then, of course. Away.
Yeah, of course, we come down to the main toxin effect here, which is basically, well, whose job is it to actually defeat Sin? And they're just like, is Sin's toxin really this bad, sir?
It does seem rather bad. It's like, dang, this dude is really messed up. My favorite line, though, in this whole conversation, though, was at one point, Gato was like, you came in close contact with Sin, right? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're not hiding anything, are you?
Yeah, that's
well,
such a
actually,
weird...
Don't, okay, say. You guys got me. I'm actually a secret agent for Sin. He's planted me here. I'm supposed to infiltrate your network and gain as much info. I'm playing both sides. It's like, what would he hide? Like, what could he hide about this? I just don't understand.
But I gotta say, one of the things I love about this game is the storytelling aspect. And I think just coming at it from the basis of, like, Titus being in this new world where he doesn't know any of the systems, the traditions, or anything like that, it just really opens up the world to where you can go talk to people, learn about what's going on. And, yeah, that's what I was saying at the beginning. You know, you're going to be hearing the Sin's toxin thing a lot, especially if you talk to everybody.
Absolutely. Got to make an excuse why I don't know anything, but just, you know, tell Gata the truth, guys. Just let him know that, yes, you are hiding plenty of things because you clearly know what the Crusaders are and Sin are, which is why you're asking about it. Anyways, moving on. So you can go to the temple. And this is kind of initial scene, where Titus just kind of talks about, you know, he's walking in and it's got all the kind of the statues and people praying.
Yeah.
And he's just really taken back because this is, you know, way different.
Yeah, I think this when he says something along the lines, it was at that time that I realized how different this world was from my own or something like that. Because it goes from this futuristic, you know, anything goes kind of place to this old school, super traditional, you know, very religious. You're in this temple. It'd be crazy. Yeah, you can also go and see the Braska statue. And if you basically just go over there and interact with it, you get a scene with the priest.
Yeah, basically says it's been like 10 years and they finally got the statue. what, High Summoner. He's like, what's a High Summoner?
Everybody's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Come on, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, I got too close to Sin's toxin, and, you know, and so there we go. It was funny hearing myself make the same excuse. Funny,
yeah.
But a little sad.
And I also got to say, too, I love the voice acting of, like, the crowd, whoever did that, because when it was like, what's a High Summer?
Yeah, like, everyone's just, like jaw-dropping.
And at the end, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, all it's right. Like, oh, we understand.
It's all good. You're just dumb.
Yeah, you know, poor fella. Simple-minded now. Yes, so.
They have, like, PD.
It's so. You do need to go to Waka now, whose little hut is in the middle on the right. And he's like, sorry, man, no time for lunch. You look bushed. Why don't you take a nap? So we got no time for lunch, but I have plenty of time to sleep. Okay, thanks, dude. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and he was like, we'll get you something. We get back to, and it's, you know, to the village, and it's been like 30 minutes or an hour. You could see food is cooking over there.
Yep.
And he's like, no time for lunch.
No time for lunch, but go sleep. And so you do go sleep, you know, instantly. He must really be bushed to just fall asleep in a, you know, random place, daybreak, you know, and all that. But he does have a strange dream. It kind of goes back to, we're assuming, his mom, you know. It doesn't really, you know, specifically say that, but you kind of put it together. And, you know, it's been nearly, so they're out there looking, they're out there looking for his dad, essentially. And he's, Titus is just being a little twerp, and he's like, you might die. Fine, let him. It's like, whoa, dude, all right, dude. You're like 10 years old, if that, man. That's kind of a crazy thing for you to be saying, but, you know, hey, whatever.
He really hates his dad.
Yes.
That's all we get from it so far.
But if he dies, you can't tell him how much you hate him.
Mom, that's a good point.
Good save there, Mom. There you are. Yep, good save.
Kind of a solid point, to be honest, to me.
Yeah.
It's funny in the game, but... You know, anyways, so after that, he wakes up. Pretty much, you just, Waka's not there. The food is still cooking, but...
Oh, actually, there's no more steam or anything, so it's kind of like, sorry, man, you missed lunch. They had it without you.
Yeah, you just go to the temple, and you see Waka over there. You get a nice little scene about how the summoner and the guardians are in the cloister, and they haven't come out for, like, 2 days. Which, when we get to the cloister, you're going to wonder how it took them so long to figure this out.
Well, and then it's also like, is it particularly dangerous in there? And Waka's like, it can be, yes. It's like, how? How? Well, like, I'm just, you play through this, like, how is it dangerous? Oh, well, you tripped and you skinned your knee. You fell down the stairs. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
I always thought it was like, maybe you couldn't figure it out, so you just got stuck in there or something.
And I mean, I guess if we're taking a more serious approach, maybe it's just talking specifically about the summoner in the chamber.
Yeah, that's
right?
A good point.
Still, if you know the whole story and everything, you still don't understand how that would be dangerous, right? So anyways, it's just kind of funny, but the precepts must be obeyed.
Like I care.
It's like, whoa, dude, right. All right. You don't know what you just did, man. You literally could have, for all we know, you could have just gotten this whole village beheaded because you did that. Yeah. Like I care.
Yeah, well. And up to this point, he actually tried to abide by the precept, so to speak.
Yes. Doesn't care anymore.
Yeah,
and
but anyways, he runs in.
Here we go. First one.
Yep. So here is a cloister of trials, and we're going to be seeing quite a few of these, as you guys know.
Yes.
But basically, you know, there's going to be a series of glyphs on walls, spheres, things that we need to move around and stuff to open up doors. And it's basically like a puzzle.
Yep. And this one's pretty straightforward. It's quite linear. I mean, the only thing you can do in the very initial kind of area is to touch the glyph on the wall. It will then, like, basically spawn a sphere right there that you can grab, like a Besate sphere. And then you just run down stairs, put it in the door. But here's the one thing is... Make sure you grab it back out of the door because you do need it then to...
Maybe that's what took the original guys 2 days to figure out.
Well, I think it was probably resealing all the doors for us, which is why it took so long.
Yeah.
Because they went in and somehow everything is closed again. So, you know, they're having difficulty figuring out that move. But anyways, if you do with that sphere, if you place it in the next essentially little like wall slot coming up, it's on the left. it introduces you into kind of the best part of the Cloister trials, which is destruction spheres. You want these.
Yeah.
Because so, it's kind of like the secret in each one.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get like a sphere for the place, like this one was Besaid sphere. Glyph sphere, usually open up doors or put glyphs and, you know, do things like that. But
yep.
Destruction spheres are awesome. And to use this one, you just go down the hallway further. You touch a glyph on the right to open up a little secret room that looks really awesome,
it
honestly.
Does.
It's got all those like lights and lines and everything. You get a Besaid sphere from there. Put that in the podium right across the hall. Take that destruction sphere, put it in that slot where you got the original Besaid sphere.
Inside the room.
And voila, you get your treasure, which for this one is actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's what, Rod of Faith, or Rod of Wisdom, rather?
Rod of Wisdom. We'll find out what it has later.
Yeah, but pretty cool. And you'll know when you solve the whole thing, because it plays a little noise also. And it's very important if you want to unlock some things further in the game to do every single one of these. So,
oh yes, definitely want to get the special treasures as well.
Yes, I mean that's the thing. You want to get the treasures. They're all usually really good items, and then and it also is an unlocked thing that you will need. So, anyways, you just gotta push the little pedestal. I will say this one's actually pretty easy to push. But dude, do you ever have an issue like staying on point on those pedestals pushing them? Dude, some of them they are so hard to like line up. I mean, I will say one of my larger complaints in this game is, aren't the controls, they're kind of wonky, right? They're kind of like,
a bit clunky.
Yeah, and especially when it switches screens, and then you're holding the stick and you have to sometimes stop and then readjust the stick because, it's just, so anyways, that one's not too bad. But if you do push it all the way, it turns into a little elevator and here you go. Waka's like, hey, what's gotten into you? He's like, hey, it's okay, you might as well go all the way. And it's like, dude, you could, if this is such a terrible thing, the precepts must be obeyed. Why don't we just go back?
But here we go. So you go down the elevator, and this is one of the coolest scenes in the game. It's just visually one of the best looking scenes, I think. And basically, you get your introduction to the rest of the team, essentially. Like,
the other guardians.
Right, and then that's when the scene happens where the summoner comes out of the chamber and she's just like, I have done it. I've become a summoner.
Well, she almost fell, but then the weird, like, cat man saved her, from falling. And then, he's sitting there and he's just growling the whole time, too. And it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? Like, why are you making all these gutter noises? I don't understand.
It's a weird crew, basically, and then, got
who
the
are you?
Yeah.
My name's Tyus. I'm Star Player Zanarkin Aves. Do you have any food perchance? Any snacks? Because we're very
Waka ate all of it.
Waka ate all of it. Well, that's why he made me take a nap so that way he didn't have to share. But essentially, if you do go ahead, you go outside, you're able to I guess it goes back into the temple, and Tyus is excited because he thought all summoners were just old geezers, and here we go. I mean, we got this chick head. He's like, man, my luck just keeps looking up.
Yeah, I mean, between her and Riku.
I know.
He's done pretty well so far.
I know, right? Gosh, man. And so outside is kind of a summoning little scene, right? Yuna is the summoner, as we know. And there, Waka instantly already gets Tyus in. You guessed it. Another headlock, Mr. Physical Abusive Waka already. And you get to watch it. And of course, this part is awesome because it's her first summon. It's our first summon. And what, just summons and it flies on down. It looks quite strange, but it's our first one, man, and you get to name it whatever you want.
It does look really strange. It's like a dragon mixed with a bird. Yeah, and I love the beginning too, like when Waka drags Tyus in, it's like, okay, Yuna, ready. And she's like, okay.
Yeah. And of course that's what is it? Is it Valifor, Vale 4? I don't know how you wanna
I always call him Valifor.
That's what we always did growing up. We always call it Valifor. So
that's what I'm gonna stick with.
And so awesome thing. You get your first summon, so things are kind of starting to kind of progress a little bit. It is I would say it's probably the slowest starting Final Fantasy that I've played. Right? I mean, just in ways of battle and characters and things.
A lot of story.
A lot of story. which is fine, but it's just kind of, it's like, yeah, come on, man, let's get going, man. Like, let's fight some stuff. But we got to get one of the best scenes in the game. They just really treat you here. It's the campfire scene.
You guys know what's about to happen.
Oh, yes. And it starts out first with Waka wants to introduce Titus to the team. What's our goal? To do our best. No, not this year, boys. We got a new goal. Victory. Victory? 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 We could win victory?
Victory.
Victory. Victory. Victory. Yeah, and then they do the chant. And it's just like, gosh, everyone around's like, what a bunch of losers, man. We've been waiting on them to win a game for 10 years. Like,
they say it like they're confused. Like, victory?
Victory?
What's
that?
You've never heard of that word before. I thought we played to do our best.
To do our best, yes. And so now you get to meet Yuna. But first, it's not that easy, is it? Stay away from the soda! You heathen!
You're a bad man!
But, Lady Yuna, be careful. But it was really my fault.
Yeah.
Oh.
The best part. And the best part is, after this little scene, I love how you can just keep running back, and it just continues. Stay away! I did!
Yes, let's hold on. Let's get to that a second. Yeah, so Yuna introduces... You know, she's Titus and all that. We also know that they're both leaving. Everyone's leaving tomorrow in the same boat because, you know, we're making our way to Luca. And that she says, you can tell me more about Xanarkand. Clearly, Waka, I guess, told her, you know, his little oopsie about, hey, and he thought he was from Xanarkand, you know. And it's like, dude, why are you just going around? Gosh, man, you're so mean to Titus. But it's an interesting thing. If you hear that for the first time, you're just like, whatever. But... no one believes him. No one's from Xanarkand. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't exist in this world. And exactly. So the fact that she's like, you can tell me about it. That's kind of an interesting point because that kind of shows that she believes him, you know, and that's kind of an interesting thing. And so then, yes, once that ends, you can walk around, you can go to the little campfire. Yes. Over and over. Stay away from the summoner. And of course,
it's the best.
In my video coming up this week, I had to do that over and over again. And I explained, man, that you and I, we just thought it was the most hilarious things like kids.
I just remember
busting
up laughing over it. Honestly, I was dying.
We
was
just so could funny. Not leave it alone. And so hysterical.
It's the exact same thing every time. That's what I love.
Yes. And something else that actually I just remembered, forgot to toss in our notes, is we get our first affection thing here. So Waka is almost like, she's cute, yeah? And then, of course, his smirk is the best part of that question. But you can say, like, yes, or she's not my type. This is very important. We will go in more detail as we kind of go forward into this. But there are four times, like kind of four scenes in this game that will change based on affection levels with your characters. And so some things, and I don't have it all in front of me, which is why we just will talk about a little more detail in the next one, is some things like if you attack a player in battle, you actually will lose one affection, apparently. If you heal someone in battle, now obviously this is Titus, if you heal someone in battle, you gain one affection with them, right? Situations like this right here. So if you do say that Yuna's cute, you will actually gain 8 affection with her. If you don't, you just won't gain anything. And here's why it's important, because for these scenes, Yuna and Lulu, actually, this is one of the C trivia questions a while ago, they take precedent over two of them if they're a tie, you know? And so, and they're also, Yuna specifically and Riku, I think, Yuna and Riku are really easy to gain affection for. So, which is why for, in Lulu as well, for a lot of the scenes that we talked about, you just kind of usually see the same characters, but you can get some of these scenes with every single character. And I'm really curious as to what these are. I've never looked these up. So like, for instance, you know, just kind of a little spoiler thing, like when they're racing the little bikes in Makalani, you can have the scene with Kamari, you know, and stuff.
It's really
like,
hard to get those scenes, too. Like you mentioned, like organically, if you were just playing the game, I played this game so many times, I can't, you know, just tons and tons of times, I've never naturally gotten those scenes. So unless you know what you're doing, unless you deliberately orient your party in a certain way, like having Arn in there quite a bit and healing him, you won't get those scenes.
Well, and especially if you just give these points to like Yuna, or, you know, there's a lot of kind of choices and words and things that you pick. and it gives characters affection. And Oren's actually really, really hard to get affection for. And so the best way of doing it is, or the easiest way of helping that out, is to not give these affection points to other characters. That, of course, doesn't affect anything in the game. Like, you know, it's just, it's scenes. And so it's just kind of cool, though. I'd like to see some of these other ones. And so you can say Yuna's cute or not your type, but, you know, then Tidus is like, yo, but what if she comes on to me? That's not going to happen. It just did, bucko. She just did, pal. She wants to talk to me on the boat. Heck yeah. Like,
guess what, man? Well, guess what?
We're already planning our wedding, pal. Yep. You can be the best man. Psych. Yep. Nope, because you're abusive. All right, anyway, so.
Get out of here.
If you do talk to Waka, you can go to sleep. And now we get another really cool just cinematic here with, well, I guess first, technically, Tidus has another dream. And he's at the dock with Yuna, and you can already tell he has a big crush because they're, like, seriously, like, eloping. Like, they're trying to escape on a boat with no one knowing, right? She's like, if it doesn't get here soon, they'll find us. You know, she wants him to take his Xanakin. And then Riku comes in and is like, hey, you were going to take me. And it's like, no, hold up. We said Luca, Riku, you're going to have to wait your turn, honey.
I know. That's the thing I never got. I was like, he never even said that. But
hey,
then you've got
stop dreaming. In. You with the woman? You can't even, I don't know what, you can't even throw a blitzball.
No, you can't. You can't even catch a ball.
Oh, cry. That's all you're good
That's
for.
All
it's
you're
like,
good for.
Yeah, well, I can kind of see why that his dad's a bit of a jerk.
yeah, he turns into like a little kid again, kind of showing how that's where he never really got over it was when he was like 8 or 9 or something, you know?
And so he wakes up saying he hates him because he was goaded on by the girls. Yeah, you can do it. And so now here we go. Now we get the scene with Lulu and Waka, and she is just letting him have it, man. Like, seriously. She's just like, I don't know, like, you shouldn't have brought him in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you needed our help. And he's like, excuses again? Yeah, but...
Enough, Waka.
Enough, Waka. And it's like, first off, chick, how about you go grab another belt for your dress? Boom, roasted. Second of all, like, you're seriously giving Waka grief about saving a man's life? You should have just
really
left him
like...
there to die. It's like, okay, well, you're a nice person as well. Apparently, Besaid,
well,
home of all
how,
the jerks.
I hate how Waka's just taking it. Dude, come on. You did the right thing.
Yeah, no. It's like, no, dude, come on, like, stand up to for yourself, man. Come on, this is painful to watch, buddy. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Don't let her just walk all over you like that.
Yeah, but she storms off basically, and then you see Waka just kind of like despondently walk away, and then he's back in the tent, and then Tidus is like, scary.
It's like, some privacy, please. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But you do learn a little key note here. So Chapu the name Chapu was used in that scene. And so Tidus asked who that was.
Yeah.
Waka says it was his little brother, but Sin killed him, right? And so he looks a lot like Tidus. So that's why that was kind of brought up. And also you learned that, you know, Waka found out that Chapu died on that day of that tournament. And so that's when Tidus is like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. Why, you know, your mind was somewhere else, kind of a deal. Next morning, though, it's time to leave. And I just love this scene. The dude has a crush on Yuna already. You can tell, man. I mean, he just had his first dream about her, okay? That was pretty quick. I just love this, though. He's like, Waka, man, come on, let's go. And he's like, we're going to wait for Yuna. He's like, well, we're taking the same boat. Kind of like, she'll meet us there, man. Who cares? Let's leave this dead weight behind. Let's go.
Imagine solo Yuna in all those battles, too. That should be pretty... But yeah, you know, and I think this is the point where he gives him the sword, right?
Yeah.
So
Waka
gives Tidus basically his Chapu's old sword that he had, which looks freaking awesome. It's just liquid blade or something, and it's actually like moving like a lava lamp.
Yeah, it's animated.
So cool. But so you get that. It's called the Brotherhood, ironically.
Yes.
And then Lulu shows up, or not Lulu, Yuna shows up, sorry.
Yeah, well, and then Lulu is like, you really don't need all that luggage. It's one suitcase, okay? Come on. It's like one little trunk, and it says it's gifts for the temples, and we're not going on a vacation. It's like, Dude, she just has like one. Why are we making a big deal out of this? It's literally one trunk between four people to carry, and it's gifts for the temples. Like, that's a pretty legit thing. She's not just bringing a bunch of clothes and stuff.
It's because she can't carry it herself. That's why they don't want
her. Yeah, they're like, we're going to be. Yeah, that's why Lulu and Walker were like, we're going to be carrying this whole time. We've let her have it.
They're just thinking to themselves, like, heck no, we're not doing this. Regardless, after you get that little scene and you guys basically take off, it'll start you outside of the village.
Yes.
But go back in and take care of this little side quest thing right now. Because once you leave, it'll just be annoying to have to come back. So.
Yeah, and I actually forgot to go back in on mine. I'm still at a point where I can, I think, right? And so,
oh yeah, you can always get it. It's just,
yeah, well, I mean leave, at this hardest, this moment, yeah, once you leave Besaid, you cannot come back here for a very long time, essentially. And so, yeah, if you go, what you got to talk to the shop owner and then the dog running around, right?
Yeah, so the shop owner says that it'll be like a normal interaction where you open the shop, you get to buy stuff. But once you exit out of that, she'll say something like, oh, my dog dug something up the other day, blah, blah, blah. So leave the item shop, go to, I think it's the furthest hut. So on the right side of the village, the furthest hut up to the top, and go in there. You'll find the dog. Just go and talk to the dog, and then you get, and I quote too, this is one of the funniest treasure texts in the game. Something mangled and slobbery.
Yes. Oh, and what a nice little experience for you, but it's good because you actually get to already teach Valifor Energy Blast. So you didn't even know he had any moves if you've never played it because you haven't even used it at this point, but you just learned a better ability.
Exactly. It's stronger than Energy Ray. And it's just kind of interesting to know as well, like, I mean, nothing else has this type of thing where there's an extra item that teaches them another overdrive. So it's pretty cool. Interesting in that regard.
If you kind of just go back out, we're working our way back now through the path, you get into your first initial kind of forced tutorial battle here. And it'll be like a wolf, and it's Waka and Tidus only. And he's like, you know, time to use out that sword. And it's essentially just a tutorial, which is very interesting because, again, why are we having tutorials? First off, dude, we've already fought many battles possibly at this point, you know? Like, why are we just now finally getting to tutorials? But regardless, it's a wolf and you know, Waka's like, kill it, and you do. And he's like, not bad. Might make a good guardian someday. One wolf and, man, you might be a good guardian. That's all it takes.
That's all he needed to see. But, you know, going back to your point, too, I was just thinking, the reason I think they do this now is because this is the first time in the game where the team comes together and you really start to need, you know, you pretty much have to use certain characters for certain enemies. Like, because up to this point, the piranhas, you could kill them with anything, you didn't have an issue. But they're kind of alluding to the point that, like, Tidus is really good at taking down the high agility.
Yeah, like wolves agile. And, so. Because then comes in, like, a bird with a giant beak and Walk is like a flyer, my kind of customer, and you know, you throw your blitzball at it and kill it. And then you walk like four more steps and you get into another battle and you get the flan, which just looks awesome because it literally looks like a brain inside of Jell-O.
It's got like a nucleus, it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. Of course, Ty's like, oh, I'll take it out, you know, and he hits it and does, he told you only magic can hurt that thing. It's like, well, I just did 42 damage, man, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's not horrible, exactly. But I mean, it's funny to think, too, it'd be equivalent to, like, trying to cut a big old thing of Jell-O or something like that.
Yeah, so dense. Yeah, you're not going to make it very far into it. Yeah, and so here comes Lulu, and she's like, clueless, are we? Well, no, it's just, why are you rubbing it? You don't have to be a jerk here, okay?
It's just like Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah,
the
right.
The Kuja Rose. Like, you're too dumb to use magic.
Too dumb to use magic, aren't you guys? All right, well, let me break it down for you. You know, elements, and she explains it, and then Ty's, well, I get fire and ice, but what about thunder and water? I don't know, man. Piece that together. There's only two left. If fire and
two and two together,
fire and ice are opposites and you know, useful against each other. Thunder or water? Nope. Sorry, man. They just don't work. You're gonna have to just power through it.
It's I wonder if they could just be inverse, just like the other two that she just said.
No. And so,
Yes. This is why he can't use magic, though. This is too complicated.
Yeah, he doesn't even understand these things. And so, yes, it is a water elemental foe. So you use thunder, you'll take it out. And that's that.
One hit kill.
And so to your point, man, about the whole like role based enemies, right? I get that. Same time though, man, they should have just thrown you to it. They should, you know, it's kind of like figure it out, man. Like, they kind of really held your hand here. And I mean, it's not that like I don't like that. It's just kind of like, I just feel it was what really needed.
Well, I agree, because you figure it out anyways. Like, if you get into a battle, and I do this a lot to try and overkill the little the birds.
Yeah.
But he misses all the time. And same thing with Waka. If you try to attack the wolves, he won't even be able to kill it in one hit. So
yep.
It's you kind of figure that there's like, you know, the best characters to kill to kill the enemies.
And so go on up, and we will stop at like this little shrine thing, and it kind of goes to another scene, and Titus is like, let's get a move on, man. It's like, dude, just chill out, man. It's all right. Like, goodness gracious, they're about to leave their home. We don't know the full reason why and all this stuff, but still, you don't want to have a moment to say goodbye when you're going on a long trip. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, because Waka's just like, we're going to wait. He just lays it down. He's like, you're not calling the shots here, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to wait, and then, you ready? And then she walks by.
I love that part too. Yeah, Yuna's so soft-spoken and everything. Pretty much, yeah. And you can go talk to them, get a little bit of a conversation and stuff like that. And then if you go and talk to Waka again one more time, you get an option of whether to pray or just stand and watch. Doesn't do anything for the story, and I don't think it changes any dialogue or anything like that. So it's kind of up to you. I think after playing this game a bunch of times, you'd be more inclined to say stand and watch.
Yeah, it makes that scene go like 2 seconds faster. So, it's kind of like,
that's a bonus.
Yeah. And luckily right here, there is a save sphere. So that is where I ended it on my little video that I made and recorded. And so this is what I mean. So this is where I stopped. I can still go back to the Besaid village, right? I would imagine so. I've never tried. So I'm going to go get that dog thing.
Yeah, you
totally
can go
forgot.
Back. The further you go, the more random encounters you have to deal with. That's all.
And so this is where we are going to stop our episode. Little slow going here, but we're going to finally actually get into some battles here. So that way Alex and I can both kind of let you guys know how our playthroughs are going with our little challenges and stuff. Remember that he's doing some role swaps, and then I'm doing just four party members, which I haven't. Let's actually talk about that real quick, man. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to use Lulu and Yuna. I'm thinking I might use Kamari, and I think I might take Kamari Titus's route. And so that way I get the Pierce, and I can get Flea, you know, because, I mean, that's kind of the safety net, obviously. And I still don't know about the fourth. I'm thinking probably Riku. I think it has to be, man. Got it. I mean, just steal and use is just so clutch.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing, honestly. That sounds pretty good if you're to do that. The only problem with Titus's grid is it starts off so slow.
It is.
But once you start getting to the middle to the end, it's one of the best grids to be on.
Well, and especially with, you know, just Kamari too. I think it will be pretty nice, because especially in the beginning, like, I'm just going to stick in the middle and I might unlock and pop into Titus's for a little bit, but then come back out and go down someone else's or something.
And the other one I would recommend, the thing I always like to do with Kamari, is take him to Riku's grid, and you get a ton of HP. Like, he turns into a legit tank. He, unfortunately, not a huge amount of strength and stuff, but he gets pretty balanced. He gets a lot of magic, gets some strength, but just a lot of HP and a lot of speed. And also steal and use. I think use is probably the most broken skill.
Seriously. That's really gonna kind of be my backup. Like, if, you know, all else fails, man, I'll just start using some orbs and stuff.
It'll be more challenging if you went Titus's route, I think.
Yeah, so I still gotta think about that some more, but you know, we'll figure it out. But anyways, so this is where we're gonna end it. We thank you so much for hanging out and listening today. You can always go to our website at Final Stop for FinalFantasyTalks.com. That's where we have the blog posts. Well, you can listen to the episodes. You can read our little bios if you're interested or whatever. Just some info there. And then, of course, our Instagram. Same handle. We just post all the media. You guys have been enjoying it as we knew you would, of course. We enjoy it so much as well. It's just great posting Final Fantasy X stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's It's already fun. This is going to be a really good one.
Absolutely. And lastly, the new thing that we have going on that I've been mentioning multiple times is our YouTube channel. We're starting to put up some gameplay videos there. I have a playthrough where I'm kind of, you know, just following our podcast here. So, you know, kind of slow going releases of that just once a week as we release the podcast episodes. But then something else that I'm starting to put out as well that I've been working on for a little bit are some Final Fantasy 12 job challenges. So right now I'm going through the game just playing it only as archers, all archers, right? So we're just going to have fun with that and see how it goes. Of course, all this stuff you can just find links to on our website, previously mentioned. It's kind of just like the home base for that. So if you're just kind of wondering how to get to and find all our social medias and platforms and stuff, well, that's probably your best bet for that. So, all right, that's going to do it for us this time, and we'll catch you in the next episode. I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.